Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington School Superintendent Willie Stone about the upcoming school year. This is part two of a two-part interview. And Mr. Stone, this time of year, we're talking just 24, 36 hours before the school year starts. How about getting kids ready for the upcoming year? Orientation, some different things have been going on. And what's it been like to get the kids ramped up for another
season? It's been good. Over the past couple weeks, we've done several things with that, with new, not only new students, but new staff orientations we've had. We've had getting our computers out to our high school kids. They've been coming in and checking those out. We had a new student and ninth grade student computer checkout. Since we're one-to-one, we had them come in and go through about a two and a half hour program so that kids understand just what can happen. I mean, making sure they understand that there are people out there that are looking for kids, and you know, it's just that school safety thing again, and that's going to be the thing we hit on a lot, is making sure people realize we're doing everything we can possibly do to be safe. And so we've had that, and then we have our students get to meet the staffs the past couple nights we've had that. So those are things that we've been doing, just trying to get kids into the building, get them ready. And we always try to ask the parents to make sure they're hopefully over the past couple weeks, they've been trying to get that bedtime down to where it needs to be. Midnight probably isn't going to work anymore. Yeah, when you got to wake up at 6:30 to be at school by 8, you know. And
got to be a good negotiator.
Exactly. You got to start working that bedtime down. And we've done that with our kids. And it's always, you put it the right way, that negotiation part is, well, you probably need to be bed a little bit earlier tonight. Oh, I don't want to. You know how that conversation goes. So, but yeah, definitely. So those are some of the things, and just making sure, you know, we want our kids to be excited to come to school. And in the welcome back discussion that we had with the staff on last Thursday, that was the big thing. You know, I want to make sure every kid has that one person that they want to come see every day. They feel like they need to see, and making sure that we're building those relationships with kids, because that's really important. And I've said oftentimes, and I heard it somewhere, and can't quote it because I'm not sure who said it, but it's kids really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And we have to, as a staff, we have to make sure we're reaching out to kids.
For you as an administrator and other members of administration at school, what are you guys focused on this time of year?
Really focused on trying to make sure our teachers feel comfortable. The more comfortable they feel and more prepared they feel, then the better off it is for our students. So that's really the main focus right now. Is working for me, it's making sure my principals feel comfortable and making sure they have everything that they need to be able to create a successful environment in their buildings. And then for our administrators, it's them working with their teachers and helping them, making sure they feel comfortable, getting them the things that they need so that as kids come in next Thursday, we're ready to go.
Well, there's a buzz around town with the school year starting. For you personally, what are you most excited about when it comes to a new school year?
I'm always excited just about the relationships. I'm a big person on building relationships. I want to build them with kids. I want to build them with staff members. I want to build them with the community. And, you know, just as people start coming into the building, it just gives me more opportunities to meet people and try to build those relationships and get an understanding of where we're at as Washington. I've heard of all the great things that are going on, and I want to see those things. And then, at the same time, I want to see those things, and then halfway through the year, towards the end of the year, we'll have to start having discussions on things that we can try to make it better. Because I do believe if you're not growing, you're dying. It's one of those choices, and we want to make sure we don't stay stagnant. We want to make sure we're continuing to push the edge for our students, because that's what our students deserve.
Now for you, first day of school, you walk in the building. What's your first thought? What do you think when the school year officially starts?
This is awesome. That's what I think every year. It's great once you get all the students, all the kids back in. Just that energy and that excitement that's in the building is something that I look forward to every year.
Mr. Stone, thanks for coming on. We wish you and all the demons a great school year.
Well, thank you very much, and it's a great day to be a demon.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington School Superintendent Willie Stone talking about the new school year. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.